You might be aware that the Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern suggested maybe to help boost domestic tourism, we could have one or two more public holidays. Now, I know New Zealand First has poured cold water on the idea, but they're just one party and it doesn't stop us from thinking about other possibilities for holidays anyway. One of the people thinking about that has been the Race Relations Commissioner, Meng Foon, who's encouraging the Prime Minister to mark the New Zealand Land Wars with a public holiday. And Meng Foon joins me now. Tēnā koe, Meng.
Kia ora, how are you? It's nearly midnight.
Thank you very much for staying up, Meng. Tell us about your suggestion.
Well, I was actually quite excited. I've been sort of, ever since I started my job, I've been promoting and announcing and lobbying for us as a nation to commemorate our rich history, warts and all, especially our New Zealand land wars, our New Zealand wars, which have gone unnoticed for many years. And it has been, it is part of Labor Day at the present time, 25th of October, Te Rūrua Flavel got that acknowledgement. But we really need to entrench it into legislation so that our Aotearoa community learns about our history so that we can actually move forward to better harmonious communities going forward.
I agree. It's a really important part of what has shaped us as a nation. But a holiday suggests a celebration, but it's not necessarily something to celebrate, is it, Meng?
No, definitely not. And that's why I've always called it a commemoration day, sort of exactly like Anzac Day. There's only one day that actually is New Zealand grown, and that's Waitangi Day at the present time. And that's a acknowledgement of the signing of the Treaty of Waitangi as well as a holiday. And other governments have called it New Zealand Day. But this is a very important part of our history. Like many other countries around the world, they commemorate significant battles and where people have died. And so we have a tapestry of history that we need to actually learn, we need to acknowledge, we need to actually know who we are. And it's great that the Prime Minister was thinking about holidays. She's also saying that all our schools shall be learning New Zealand history in 2021. So it all fits into the puzzle of knowing our great country as we live here right today, but also investigating, acknowledging, researching the past to move forward towards a better nation.
How would you imagine us marking it, commemorating it?
Well, the land wars actually stretch for a long period of time. I think they're about 1845 to 1872. So there's not one particular day in the history of New Zealand. But we can practically say, look, legislate for one day, and more particularly our children, like they do with Anzac Day. They do a lot of research. They present their projects, they learn about their history. And then, you know, Anzac Day for our young people is huge nowadays. They turn out in droves. When I was the mayor of Gisborne, I was actually noting that over my 24 years in local government, that our young people actually came out to acknowledge their grandfathers and their forefathers that actually went to war to fight for king and country, and they feel that they have sacrificed a lot for what we are enjoying today. And I want New Zealanders also to acknowledge our past and what the government did to Māori, and that if we know more about that, then we'll understand all the matters that are happening in our communities now, and then we can actually move forward together.
People, I think, tend to mark Anzac Day because they feel it's also, well, there are lots of reasons, but one thing perhaps that attracts people to Anzac Day as opposed to Waitangi Day is because it's something where people feel they can all be united on. With Waitangi Day already, now some people get a bit awkward about the fact that there's different sides, and if we mark the New Zealand Wars, there's going to be two big sides to that discussion, at least, possibly more.
Well, that's the good thing about these days, that, you know, people that can have that discussion and that debate. And from that debate, we will acknowledge and learn more about our history. Some people don't want to learn at all. But, you know, in terms of Waitangi Day, it's all over the country now. It used to be just at Waitangi. Now people are actually having place-based events, celebrating, commemorating Waitangi Day, the signing. Communities come together from the tip of the North Island right down to the south, and you see that right on television and the news. And it's a great celebration. I used to be the chairman of the Waitangi Day Distribution Fund, where there were like thousands of applications for people wanting to actually celebrate Waitangi Day right throughout the nation. It's not the event that people used to just think it was actually at Waitangi, but because it's following the history, Waitangi Day was actually signed in many places. That's why it's all over the country in terms of that event. And the same with the New Zealand Wars, because it wasn't just one place where this New Zealand Wars, where the government, colonial government, actually fought against Māori. It was all over the country, so we can all participate in the commemorations of the New Zealand Wars across the country.
Meng, have you thought about a date that would be appropriate for a holiday commemorating New Zealand Wars? As you point out, they stretch over a long period from the 1840s through to the 1910s. Any particular date you think is most appropriate?
Well, Te Uruoro Flavel got that date to be on the 25th of October, right? And so that's Labor Day. I'm just saying, well, why don't we add another day to that? We have a long, long weekend. And so that could be the day. Look, no one day is the day, as we know, because of the period, long period of the wars. But have one day where we can settle on, and if the government makes that decision, New Zealanders are generally okay. And let's get on with acknowledging that very important part of our history, so that our children and our current generations can actually move forward and learn about each other and live more harmoniously together.
I was thinking about a couple of dates, but maybe they relate too much to one iwi. They relate to Tainui, 12th July 1863, when Crown forces began the invasion of Waikato by crossing the Mangatawhiri stream. Or at the end of that campaign, from a Crown point of view, the 22nd of February 1864, the Battle of Oroko, Rimi Maniopoto defending that pa against the Crown forces. But they're both Tainui, aren't they?
Yeah, and for Māori, you know, to the Waitara battles in Taranaki this year, and they did it on a different day. But that's okay, you know. But long as the nation comes together, Māori, Pākehā, everyone come together on that day to acknowledge and commemorate the New Zealand Wars. And, you know, like in, that actually the Gisborne ones at Wairangahika happened in 1867. And so it's all different days at that period of time. But that's just part of history that we should acknowledge.
Has anyone, Meng, since you made this call, come out and supported you? You heard from Don Brash?
Oh, look. Look, I had the opportunity to and the honour to actually attend Bom Gilley's investiture by the Italian ambassador. And at that time, I gave my speech at Tamate Kapua Marae, and there was rapturous applause for that. And so it's gaining traction, you know. So I'm not the first one. Many people have actually lobbied and advocated for the New Zealand Wars to actually be commemorated, and I'm just following on that journey. I'm part of that lobby team to actually get the government, hopefully, to permanently legislate for that day.
Meng, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you so much, and maybe it might happen.
Thanks, Ming. Thanks for your time.
Great. Thank you, Brian. Bye.
Good night. That's Ming Foon, the Race Relations Commissioner, talking about his support for a public holiday to commemorate the New Zealand Land Wars between the Crown, fought between the Crown and Māori, as Ming pointed out, from the 1840s through to, well, at least in the 1910s.